songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehal. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Thinking about the folks back home, thinking a lot cause I'm so alone, wondering when I can see them again. Thinking about those friends of mine, especially the girl I left behind, and hoping she'll hear the love I send. Well, it's funny I had to come this far just to see where I come from. But sometimes you never look around until you see it's gone. Finally got myself alone, away from mail and telephones. Ain't no one here cares if I live or die. I came out here just to clear my head. I cleared it so well I can't remember when I gazed into familiar eyes. Well, for times like this of solitude, I have to work so hard. Why can't I find it close to home? I wouldn't have to feel so uninspired. I left that girl with love so warm, it gives me chills to feel it gone. Would it be real, or should I doubt her? Does she wonder how I am? Does she even give a damn about the way I feel about her? Well, so many days and roads have gone since I held it to me close. What I wouldn't give just to have her here, only heaven knows. I'm thinking about the folks back home, thinking a lot cause I'm so alone, wondering when I can see them again. You know I'm wondering when I can see them again.
Was Larry Cease, a psychologist and songwriter from the Twin Cities and a proud member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Well, good evening. I am your host, Carl Enbehal, and this is Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, dedicated to the creative efforts of those people who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, either by birth or adoption. And we've got lots of fun for you tonight. We have some new artists. We have lots of new songs. And I'm still euphoric over last Saturday's concert at Riverfest here in Thief River Falls. As you know, we record this show. Well, it's not recorded. It's actually live tonight, but from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 here at Northland Community and Technical College. And what a Riverfest we had. We sponsored three groups, Awkward Sorrows, Dennis Warner, and in the evening, the Honey Dogs. And it was perfect weather, and oh, what a wonderful time we have. And we really have something special coming up on August 29th. I'll tell you a little about that later. But up next, a gentleman who will be performing at the gazebo here in Thief River Falls in Floyd B. Olson Park next Thursday, along with Ben Kosharik, John Tweet, and myself. Here's John Kimball with his wife Tanya with a tune titled Find Some Gold from his Ben in the Heartland CD.
What are you doing? You want no part. What are you doing with an empty heart? Get your guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road. You go to both ends of every rainbow, try to find some gold. Love don't last. How do you keep from living in the past? When the spark of life is like a long lost friend, what does it take to get it going again? And miles of open road. Go to both ends of every rainbow, trying to find some gold. I said a guitar, fast car, miles and miles of open road. Go to both ends of every rainbow, trying to find some gold. Open road.
That's right. Next Thursday night in the gazebo at 6 p.m. starting right downtown across from Arby's. Beautiful park. The Thursday night music series. And if you're cruising around tonight, there is something going on there. Oak Ridge Lutheran Church is putting on a supper and appropriate music. And next Thursday, it will be, of course, John and Tanya Kimball, Ben Kasharik, John Tweet, and myself a little bit. I plan on backing up the Kimballs with on bass guitar. So what fun we have here in Thief River Falls if we only had some live venues for singer-songwriters. So if you're out there at your favorite coffee shop or brew pub establishment, tell them you'd like to hear live original music, because on Minnesota Homebrew, we don't do any redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Up next, Barb Ryman, the title song from her Catch the Sunset CD on MHB.
All my life I've been traveling west. Like a child I believed I could catch the sunset, keep the night from descending, keep the sword from defending. Fairy tales, I believe that Jonah was swallowed by the whale. I believe in words unsaid, all the lines in between are the ones I read. Swept here like a wave on the ocean, and I will admit to a strange devotion to a way less known. Not sure how to get home. I believe in Dorothy's cause. I believe in breaking the unwritten laws. Yellow roads and ruby slippers, I believe it all can change in just a whisper. What I create becomes my fate, until I change the whole design. All possibilities are mine. Oh, I saw the sun forever setting in the west, my holy quest. Like a child, I've
natural storyteller with a deep compassion for the lost and forgotten voices of our culture. That's Barb Ryman, and she's Minnesota growing. Well, up next, a very interesting song by a gentleman named Jim Caldwell. This is called Back of the Store, and it's about how you'd go into the side door and all the way back very quietly in the drugstore to get those things that you couldn't get up front. This is titled Back of the Store.
When I look back on my younger days, as every old man must, I remember those steamy summer nights when my mind was full of lust. I couldn't shake those visions of Sandra Dee. Natalie Wood would make my hormones scream. I'd sneak down to the market, creep in the side door. The clerk said, you'll find what you need at the back of the store. As I grew older and my passions would rise, I'd find some sweet thing to go along for the ride. And as we neared the height of our passion's peak, our security blanket had just sprung a leak. The pharmacy was near, so I wouldn't miss a score. The clerk said, you'll find what you need at the back of the store. Oh, yes, the back of the store is where they keep all the intimate things the neighbors won't see. Subtly purchased, bought on the sly. They're not the kinds of things you'd ask your mother to buy. Subtly purchased, bought on the sly. They're not the kinds of things you'd ask your mother to buy.
For way up in the northwest of Minnesota. Hey, I also want to thank two young gentlemen who just blew my socks off last Saturday night, or afternoon, I should say, at Riverfest. Sonny Johnson, a 19-year-old blues singer from Bemidji, Minnesota, and 30-year-old, he seems like an old man compared, folk singer Anthony Diaz from Crookston. They both did a stellar job, and we look forward to hearing them more and more as time goes on. Hey, I told you that something's coming up on August 29th. Pioneer 90.1 is sponsoring a back-to-school concert in East Grand Forks, right in that area by the Blue Moose and between there and the river, I believe. We're going to have Tim Mahoney from the Twin Cities playing to the UND students and warming them up. This is big, folks. A Thief River Falls group. Well, two of the guys are from Thief River Falls, Matt Gustafson and Eric Bjornstedt. They're actually from the Twin Cities. They're called the Soft Light, and they're really starting to move, and this is their first appearance north of the Twin Cities. That's on August 29th in the evening. So please, please, please check out the website on Pioneer, our Pioneer 90.1 website. The address is radionorthland.org. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, and I'm your host, Carl. And behind, here's a tune called Chameleon Tea by another Minnesota Association of Songwriters member, Jeff Goodson.
Who are you today? My little brother said to me. I'm not sure, I whispered while I sipped chameleon tea. Perhaps I'll do an interview for the news at 3:30. I'll go downtown so they can crown me emperor of the sea. Well, good luck he offered, and he just shook his head. It's best you didn't tell them yesterday you were dead. I just shrugged my shoulders, I'll get a dog instead. If you do, you know that you will have to share. Share the bed. Words are words and life is life, they make no sense. Seldom does tomorrow stay in future tense. Time is ours to borrow even before we start. It's guaranteed. It will indeed try to break your heart. Cannons on the corners, mourners in the pews, white girls singing gospel songs the widows never choose. My mind about to go to black with sleep I cannot lose. And I find that Einstein taught me how to love the blues. Words are words and life is life, they make no sense. Seldom does tomorrow stay in future tense. Time is ours to borrow even before we start. Guaranteed it will indeed try to break your heart. Words are words and life is life, they make no sense. Seldom does tomorrow stay in future tense. Time is ours to borrow even before we start. It's guaranteed it will indeed try. Break your heart. Break your heart.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. If I were to look at your Notes app on your iDevice or your to-do list in your Outlook, or maybe you run a day timer and you have a task list, Maybe I'd find stuff like fix the leaky kitchen sink, get back with Dave because he's called 4 times and wants to have lunch, make an appointment for the car because it's making some noise, or an oldie but a goodie is get that exercise program down and actually do it this time. All these things that we have going on in life, and then we try to manage to keep doing our songwriting, keep learning in songwriting. That can be a real challenge. Sometimes songwriting takes a back seat, and that's not entirely bad because we do need to live life in order to be able to write about it. The challenge that it is we might get days, weeks, or even months down the road and realize we haven't done anything with songwriting. But there is one thing that you can do to help ensure that you're always doing something with songwriting, and that is do something every day towards songwriting. For some people, it may mean picking up the phone, getting in touch with the publisher, and asking them if they've gotten the CD package that you've sent them. For other people, it might mean booking some time in the studio to record the last song on the CD or the first song on the CD. Or maybe it's booking some writing time with just yourself, putting a do not disturb sign on the door and shut off the phone and sit down and actually write. Maybe it's just a matter of stopping by the music store and picking up a set of guitar strings you need. Or if you're at work, maybe mark down some title ideas that you hear from conversations while you're on break or during lunch. If you can commit to doing just one thing every day towards songwriting, you know, it really kind of adds up. It's like if you were to take the $5 that you might spend on a Starbucks coffee and some sort of a scone or chocolate bar or whatever, you know, in a week's time, that's $35. And in a year's time, that's over $1,800. And that's some serious cash. And it works the same way when we're doing songwriting. If you can commit to doing one thing, before you know it, you realize, wow, I really kind of came a long way here. So that's a tip for this time. I'm Brad. If you have any questions or you'd like to suggest a songwriting tip, drop me a line at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Well, thank you, Brad. Brad is a songwriting friend from River Falls, Wisconsin, where yours truly went to college. I know you're listening out there. Hey, folks, as I told you last week, I went to my class reunion 2 weeks ago now and just had a wonderful time. About 12 of us showed up out of the 75. And, of course, we've lost a few. And we had a great time over at the Dallas House in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, where I matriculated high school back in, oh, give my age away, 1968. I think this is a very appropriate song. I still recall the sound of your voice, the blue of your eyes. If I had the choice, I would go back to that moment when I first saw you. I still can feel your gentle touch holding that hand I love so much. So I live for that moment when I first saw you. I looked up and there you were, pretty as can be. It felt like a mighty wind had just flattened me. And how was I to know that moment would be? The first of many. Guess it was fate. There came a day you left while I was off to play. But I wander back to that moment when I first saw you. I looked up and there you were, pretty as can be. It felt like a mighty wind had just flattened me. And how was I to know that moment would be?
the first of many. I close my eyes, I see your face, I hear your laugh, I know your grace. I'd give it all for that moment when I first saw you. That moment I first saw you.
There, hope you like that. Titled That Moment. Up next, very established artist in the Twin Cities, Ellison Scott, with a song titled Upside Down.
The world turning on our plate, and we know, we know we got to do something. I wanna see the world turn upside down. Try to find a smile in every frown. Hope to see the good come back around and just keep on going. I watch fish grow, wings and fly.
Enough money to keep paying all the bar.
Mr. Roger Fink with a group titled The Opposable Thumbs. Roger's a percussionist at heart, started learning to play guitar almost 50 years ago on his dad's 1954 Gibson J50. Over the years, he's been seen playing music in churches, schools, auditoriums, musical weddings, folk festivals, Elks clubs, and coffee shops. And he produced that full-length CD, Opposable Thumbs, in 2003. But these people are all out there performing because on Minnesota Homebrew, we focus on people who are current, creative artists with a strong Minnesota connection. And that even includes being close to the border. Roger Fink. Say, if you'd like to know how to get your music played on Minnesota Homebrew, here's how you do it. You go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, and you click on the About link. That tells you all about how you can send it by postal mail, email it, or put it on a box.com account, and I can retrieve the songs there. We prefer WAV files if you're putting them on box.com, but of course, if you're emailing them, WAV files are too big, so you'll have to send MP3s. However, we do prefer WAV files because your songs sound better over the air, so you could send a CD to the Northland College address on our website. And I see we have 150 likes now on Facebook. If you want to suggest or request a particular song for tonight's show, just go on there, put a comment in there, and I'll find it in our queue, and I'll play it. But please don't request Margaritaville or Freebird or something like that. Hey, here's Tony Wentersdorf, who's playing tonight at the Minnehaha Falls Gazebo as part of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters Showcase. And Tony's there right now, and here's his song titled Even If It's Only In My Dreams. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Poet like Longfellow, sitting there on top of a high hill, counting all my sheep and feeling mellow. That would surely give me a big thrill, with no cares, no worries to upset me. I'd feel free and happy as could be if I could only be like my Longfellow, even if it's only in my dreams. Someone to love me, I'd celebrate our honeymoon each day. We'd run out on the beach right in our bare feet and chase each other through the flying spray. We'd find ourselves a cozy little cabin away from all the city noise and din. If I could only find someone to love me, I'd take my sweetheart's hand and move right in. Poet like Longfellow, sitting there on top of a high hill, counting all my sheep and feeling mellow. That would surely give me a big thrill. With no cares, no worries to upset me, I'd feel free and happy as could be. If I could only be like my Longfellow, even if it's only in my dream.
Well, if you didn't guess it, Tony's specialty is the auto harp. Isn't that pretty? Tony's born in Germany, but lived in the Twin Cities for the last 32 years. And as I said, tonight he's at the Minnehaha, why is that hard to say? Minnehaha Falls Gazebo in Minneapolis. And it's going on right now from 7 to 8:30. And performing along with Tony are Wayne Hamilton, Andrew Spreck, Leslie McKee, and Larry Cease. And you'll be hearing some of those folks tonight. In fact, we have an Andrew Spreck song right now. This is titled Shoe from his In the Distance CD. You're listening to MHB.
Out here I don't have a partner. I've got no place to go. My marker 72 is the place I call home. It's such a lonesome feeling, and it's getting very old. Nobody wants to be a shoe on the side of the road. I've got tar on my heel, I've got sand in my soul. Whoa, my laces are frayed, there's a hole in my toe. It's such a lonesome feeling, and it's getting very old. Nobody wants to be a shoe on the side of
Twin Cities singer-songwriter Andrew Spreck. Well, just to show you that we can be very eclectic here on Minnesota Homebrew, this next gentleman is all about hyphens. He's a writer, director, actor, comedian, and songwriter. His day job has always been rock and roll, though having performed thousands of shows, he's released 14 albums as a pillar of the showbiz carnival. And his name is Stuart Davis. Here's a tune called Sugar Bullets from his 2008 CD titled Something Stupid.
All I ever wanted was to get laid in a haunted house. All I ever wanted was to punch at Mickey Mouse. All I ever wanted was just breath mints and cigarettes. All I ever wanted was just one blonde and one brunette. So pull that pistol, tease that trigger, make that missile blow up. Without the Christians, and all I ever wanted was the peace and love without the pot smoke, and all I ever wanted was the porno flicks without the plot. So pull that pistol, tease that trigger, make that missile blow up bigger. Sugar bullet. Aren't we? Sweet stigmata stains the mattress. Aren't we? Kundalini meets karate, knocks me out of my own body. Pull that pistol, tease that trigger, and make that missile blow up.
Young gentleman from Cold Spring, Minnesota area. His name's Nate Ness. He's got a big future ahead of him. I think he's only about 20 years old. And here's his song, Lady in the Sky, here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Your hair flows like the river, long and bright, and my mind wanders through the forest late at night. The wild wolves scrounge through the field of corn, running through the wild under a thunderstorm, and I won't sleep again, and you won't come around again.
so please tell me the secrets that you hold, and forgive me for all the lies I've told. I see my lady in the sky at night, running through the valleys and the hills tonight, walking on the water as he sings. Feathers into the sewers below, and your breath shines like a burning bridge, I know. So make it pour onto the streets down here. Come on down and maybe stay a while, my dear, and I won't sleep again. So please tell me the secrets that you hold, and forgive me for all the lies I've told. I see my lady in the sky tonight, walking through the valleys and the hills tonight, dancing on the water as you sing. Your words are stronger than a hurricane, breaking down the levee in the freezing rain, blowing down the buildings and the tallest trees, hypnotizing us with all your melodies, and I won't sleep again. So please tell me the secrets that you hold, and forgive me for all the lies I've told. I see my lady in the sky at night, running through the valleys and the hills tonight, dancing on the water as you sing tonight, oh yeah.
Nate Ness with Lady in the Sky. We'll do another song by him next hour by request. Someone's asked for a tune called The Fire down in Cold Spring, where they make some good beer, too. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play a cavalcade of songs by Minnesota songwriters only. A little out of breath here. I was running down the hall to let John Tweet in. As you know, John is a singer-songwriter and former member of a group called Old Vern, and he joins me the second hour almost every week and makes some requests, and we talk about music, my favorite subject. So we've come to the end of the first hour here of Minnesota Homebrew. We're going to kick off the next hour with a tune by Corey Kaler titled Change That World. Corey's from the get this right, Hastings, Winona, Minnesota area, I guess. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're only half done.